You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Thursday, June 16th, and we're talking Cubs baseball today with Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. Kerry, thank you for the time. And before we touch on the very exciting series with the Nationals in Washington, I want to start off with some exciting news coming down on Thursday. The Cubs are promoting their red-hot catching prospect, Wilson Contreras from AAA. His numbers this season off the charts, 350, 9 homers, 16 doubles, 3 triples, driven in 43, I believe a 20-plus game hitting streak too. So why do the Cubs feel that now is the proper time to promote Wilson Contreras?
Well, I think if fans remember last year, the Cubs promoted Kyle Schwarber in June for an interleague series. They didn't want to use him in the field, but they had him be the designated hitter. And what they're doing is they're kind of looking at this as a way to ease Contreras into the big leagues the way that they did with Schwarber last year, and just, you know, let him get a taste of it, let him learn from Montero and David Ross, let him take advantage of having those guys around and get in some games. He's not going to be, fans should relax, he's not going to be the number one catcher. He's going to be technically on the depth chart. He's the third guy. But with the fact that the Cubs have such a large lead in the division, they can afford to do this now. And this will, I know from having watched what happened with Schwarber last year, I know that it will benefit Contreras big time.
So is the plan, Kerry, to, is the plan to have him stay as long as possible in that third catcher role with this team, or is the plan more along the lines of, you know what, get him up here now, get him a taste, have him learn from the two veterans, and then eventually send him back down, or is it kind of all to be determined?
Well, my understanding is that right now it's just to get him a taste. I think today, as we're speaking, it's an off day, and this came down, and just in my correspondence with Cubs officials, they described this as a chance for Contreras to kind of get his feet wet. Those were their words. So I think this is more, we'll know more on Friday when the team is back in action, you know, opening up the Pirates series. And I think we'll get a little clearer idea as to how they plan to use him. I know that Contreras, to his credit, has not only been working on his game in AAA Iowa, but he's also been watching the Cubs games and watching the way that the pitchers are working with the catchers and trying to learn the pitchers that way. But as in anything, you know, nothing can replace actual game experience. And I think that's what they're hoping to develop. This kid is really good and has the potential to be really, really, really good. So it's you know, let's bring him up.
Yeah, why not? Now's a good time as any, and as you said, he's just going to be a sponge with absorbing all that information he'll get from Miguel Montero and from David Ross, and just one more hotshot youngster in that Cubs pipeline on his way to the major leagues. Very exciting times for Wilson Contreras. And, Kerry, the Cubs coming off that thrilling series with the Nationals, a tough loss yesterday. They had a couple of late-inning leads, could not hold it. They fall 5-4 in 12 innings, a game that featured, you know, comeback after comeback. And the thing we kept hearing after the game, not just from the Cubs, but from the Nationals too, it had a playoff feel. It felt like October baseball. From your perspective, did it feel that same way to you?
Yes. I wish, from my perspective, I had been a little closer to the field, because as you know, in Nationals Park, you're way up high in the nosebleed section. But to be honest, it was probably the most intense three-game series that I've been a part of during a regular season in a long time. I mean, it's every pitch seemed to matter, every play mattered, every hit, and there were just so many little things that happened in the game that went well. You know, Anthony Rizzo gets a home run, a clutch home run off of a left-hander, which had not been the case. You know, Russell and Baez and Albert Almora come through late in the, I can't remember what inning it was, but late to go ahead. You know, I mean, there were just so many little good things. Jason Hamill might have had his best outing of the year for seven innings and unfortunately didn't get a decision, but But he, you know, they're going head-to-head with Strasburg, who hadn't lost this year, and they held it. They held their own. And Madden, after the game, had nothing but good things to say about the team and about the effort. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody happier after a loss, which sounds weird, but he really was.
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show how excited they were to be a part of it, even though the wins and losses did not come out in their favor, losing two out of the three games. But I know that fans watching this, whether you're not a fan of the Cubs or the Nationals, just fans in general, saying, you know what, I want this as my 2016 NLCS, to see these teams duke it out potentially seven times would be a wonderful thing. Kerry, the lone Cubs victory in the series came on Tuesday, thanks in large part to the aforementioned Albert Almora Jr. He had the tie-breaking double in the ninth, and the Cubs closed it out in the bottom of the inning. And, you know, judging from your recent articles, it seems like Joe Maddon is already just head over heels in love with this kid, and with good reason, I would think.
Yeah, Albert, defensively, he may be the best outfielder in their system. I mean, he's just really talented, really gifted. And it's always, he's just been a little slow developing offensively, but part of the problem there has just been in injuries. And it's not, it's just been hard to get him on the field on a regular basis. What I love is when you talk to him, he's his focus is on the team, and not me, not you know, a me first attitude at all, nothing like that. His focus really is on, I want to do what's best for the team. Now the Cubs are going to have a really tough decision when Jorge Soler is healthy and comes back, because Almora is in essence taking Soler's spot on the roster. The thing is, you know, it goes back to the long time argument, you know, what's more important, playing time, development, you know, or just being up in the big leagues. And the Cubs will have to make a decision at that time. And it doesn't have to be made soon, because Soler, we're not going to get an update on Soler until Friday this week, because he didn't go on the road trip with the team. So I don't know. I just haven't seen him and don't know where he is in terms of progress with his hamstring. But Almora, it was just really special to see him come through like that, and really interesting to see just the spark he gives the dugout. He's a great teammate, and you know, you can't say that about a lot of guys, but he's really a great teammate, and that the guys really like him.
Yeah, one of those proverbial good problems to have, if you will, between a guy in Almora who's producing and Soler who's been with the team coming back from injury. What do the Cubs do? That's going to be a tough decision either way. But, Kerry, too, you had an article stating about, I believe you talked to Pedro Strop, who, among others, said, you know what, this clubhouse is very different from other clubhouses where rookies are treated not as rookies. They're not, you know, you see the, I don't want to use the word hazing, but I will, you know, to a smaller degree. You see that in clubhouses, and you've seen it for decades and decades, but it's not that way in the Cubs clubhouse, and I think that they go out of their way to treat rookies just the same as whether you're a Rizzo or a Bryant or an Arrieta, correct?
Yeah, and I think that there was something that Pedro talked about, and I think that they actually did that last year with, when I think about it, with Bryant, Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber, when those kids were up, you know, they treated him just like one of the guys. Now, of course, there is some, you know, internal policing among the veterans, you know, making sure that they stay in line. And knowing the personalities of Bryant and Russell and Schwarber, I know that they weren't going to step on anybody's toes. You know, there's no egos here. But it's just really, Pedro was really funny about that, because he was telling us stories about when he was in Texas his first year. You know, the rookies had to be the first ones to go to the ballpark because they had to get all their work done and get out of the way for the veterans. You know, the rookies couldn't ride the team bus. They had to, you know, get there somehow on their own so that they just weren't in the big boys' way. You know, and even, you know, down to massages, you know, making sure that the massage table was open for the veterans and the rookies weren't anywhere near there. You know, Pedro's line was really good. He said something about he didn't care if a 21-year-old, you know, he just said, I don't care if you're 21 years old. If that massage is going to help us win, go ahead and get it. You know, so Pedro knows that it's, what's important is that the players feel that they're a part of the team effort. And that really seems to pay off.
Yeah, times have certainly changed, not just in Major League Baseball, but all throughout professional sports with the way that rookies are treated, because it certainly was not that way. You know, in the old days with the old school, as you hear many veterans tell those tales, but, you know, a shift with the way that rookies are treated now, especially with the Chicago Cubs. Carrie, to wrap up here.
I'm going to stop. There is some hazing that does go on.
Well, I'm sure there's a little.
At some point during the year, these guys are going to have to dress up. That's traditional rookie hazing, and they will have some kind of costume that they will have to wear on a road trip. If I could project, I would say it could be St. Louis, maybe in September, but they will at some point they will be inducted. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so they're not going to get away scot-free. That's for sure.
Exactly. No.
Yeah, they're not going to have that happen. But for the most part, they are treated as equals, except for that one day where perhaps they have to dress up a little odd, and that's always fun to see as the season wears on. Carrie, to wrap up here, big six-game homestand beginning on Friday. Pirates in town, then the Cardinals. Some things that you're keeping an eye on during these next six games.
Well, the Cubs, it'll be interesting. To be honest, I'm excited to see the Pirates stud pitcher on Sunday, Talian, which doesn't have anything to do with the Cubs, but to see how he performs. Arrieta will open up the series. Arrieta has pretty much dominated the Pirates, and I know that they would like to avenge that a little bit. It'll be interesting to see. This National Series was really something, and the guys were really pumped up about it. You know, you want to hope that there's no letdown. I don't think there'll be a letdown because, again, you know, Madden's really emphasized one game at a time. Let's see what happens. But it'd be nice to get a little more breathing room. I know that they have, a nine-game lead or something like that, you know, in the division. It'd be nice to get some more breathing room. Cardinals are always right there, and they're always a threat. So Cubs are not taking anything for granted here.
And not even relaxing with a nine-game lead, as you pointed out. They want to get that thing into double figures as we head towards the All-Star break in July, which is not that far away, shockingly. Carrie Muscat, thank you as always for the time. Great stuff as always. We will do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.